This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Good morning, good morning. How are you? We have winged our way, so to speak, to slightly into Washington County for the Great Outdoor Radio Show. It's all about ATVs today with me, Greg Wagner, and you're listening to Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations. And, of course, we love our online listeners at myboomerradio.com, where you will get a podcast immediately after the program, myboomerradio.com. On site, we have the whole crew. In charge is Irwin Bridgeford. Bigger, he's here keeping us in check and everything else. And then we have the Wesley Stingley, everybody. Yes, all right. True radio pro. And then back in the studio, the all-knowing Nick Burris. He thinks he's all-knowing. No, he is. So we are on the road. You need to come see us. We're at ATV Motorsports. ATV Motorsports, a Great Outdoor Radio Show is. We are about 4 miles north of Omaha, right off of Highway 75. For those of you who kind of know the lay of the land up here in the Ponca Hills, Washington County area, County Road P-47. We're right off of that. So come see us, ATV Motorsports. Today it's all about ATVs. We've got some UTVs here. We have a wide range of machines for you to learn about. And this is just a really cool ATV dealership because it's out in the country. I love it. It's owned and operated by the Stoops family. The Stoops family, and you're going to hear from Kayla Stoops, who says, oh, Greg, I've done radio before. No problem with that. I said, oh, good, take over the show. So you're going to learn about all-terrain vehicles, going to ask a lot of questions. We're going to do 2 rounds of Great Outdoor Trivia for some nice prize packs. They are going to be ATV-related questions. Ooh, so everybody's going to have their Google searches ready to go. Wes, no, Wes, you're not eligible. The Stoops family is not eligible either, nor is Irwin Bridgeford. If you want to have us come out like today here at ATV Motorsports, just north of Omaha, into Washington County, you can contact Irwin Bridgeford. Irwin Bridgeford, he's right there. 422-1600 and area code 402. 422-1600. Irwin lives up the road. He's kind of one of the locals here. So, and he's an outdoorsman who makes his own lures. What a great guy to sell the show. Now here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog. And by the way, we are brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Controlled shooting area. Their bird season opens September 1. Don't forget Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Sporting clays like no other. Oak-Creek-Club.com. We also have Omaha's Stoicich House of Sausage, our weather sponsor. We'll get to that. And we love our friends here, the Stoops family at ATV Motorsports. And let's check that weather. Your weather forecast for eastern Nebraska, western Iowa. With me, Greg Wagner, brought to you by Stoicich House of Sausage. All kinds of homemade sausage, fresh meats, the best wild game and fish processing anywhere. It's Stoicich House of Sausage. 2 locations in the Big O to serve you. 24th of Bancroft to the north of 24th in Vinton. That's South O, baby. And then we're at 130th and Arbor Streets to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road. The West Store, as we call it there. And Stoicich is on the web, Stoicich.com. All right. I should have had Wes read the officialese from the National Weather Service here. And then intertwined with KETV and Bill Ranby. Thanks, Bill. Saturday, today, mostly sunny. It's summer. High near 94. Very humid. South-southeast winds, about 9 to 11 miles per hour. Could get a stray shower. Irwin's is still overcast out there?
Yes, sir.
Still overcast up here. Slightly into Washington County. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 75. Still humid. Slight southeast wind. Isolated showers possible. As we look toward tomorrow, I hate to tell you, but somebody's cranking up the oven. Mostly sunny, high near 96. Humid again, very humid. South wind 6 to 9 miles per hour. Sunday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy, low around 70. And then as we look toward Monday, 20% chance of showers and T-storms before 8 in the morning. Partly sunny, high, more manageable near 86. And the Persons meteor shower for the outdoor crowd. Yes, it's meteor shower night, the beginning of it, so to speak. Persons meteor shower, best viewing, I am told, by UNO Astronomy Department, late tonight, early in the morning. So you got to take a nap in the heat. So tonight begins Persons meteor shower, best viewing, late tonight, early in the morning. There you be. Should pass along here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show that a few notes for those of you who hunt and fish on the hunting end of things. It's time to buy your deer hunting permits, specifically your firearm deer hunting permits, in the open unfilled units. Buy them online at outdoornebraska.org. Fishing end of things, it's kitty cat time. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Wes is going, he's going, meow. It's catfish time. Post-spawn channel catfish, post-spawn flathead catfish, post-spawn blue catfish. Wes Stingley here, who's managing our remote, is chomping at the bit. They'll tow you around in your kayak, those big cats, Wes. But post-spawn catfish, yes, it's the time of year where you're going to drift cubes of chicken and beef blood. That's right, Erwin. Chicken and beef blood baits over reservoir flats, sandpit lake drop-offs, and in the deeper holes of rivers like the Missouri, close to us here, and also the Platte and the Elkhorn. So it's that time of year. If you're not into that, you could use the half-frozen chicken livers or turkey livers and do just as well. The catfish are hungry. They're very hungry. Coming off the spawn, expending a lot of energy. On the state parks end of things, folks, state parks, they're all open with their outdoor facilities. Yeah, we ask that you socially distance. You're outside. Got to be 6 feet away. Nobody wants to be near within 6 feet of me or near 6 feet because I'm going to snag you with my fishing rod. And plus, I talk too much fishing, Erwin. Imagine that. So everybody wants to be on the other side of the lake from Greg Wagner. But Nebraska State Park Area facilities, outdoor facilities are open. The best thing I can tell you is to buy your fishing and park permits ahead of time. Get them ahead of time, buy them and print them off. You can do your fishing permit on your Android or your iPhone if you want. Take a screenshot of it. Erwin's is on his right there. He's showing me. There you go. And so is yours, Wes. Just don't dunk that phone in the Branched Oak Lake State Rec area. But anyway, so that's the biggest tip I can give you. And then I think next week, folks, as school starts, whether it's in the class or virtually, I think we'll start to slow down a little bit. I know OPS, Omaha Public Schools, is going to go virtual. It's not going to matter. School's going to be in session. And so I think what we're going to see is our state park area traffic kind of slow down. So if you're a retiree, you're an empty nester, or you're a homeschooler, a lot of homeschoolers listening to us, get out and enjoy the parks, especially on one of these weekdays coming up. It's that simple. All right. It is now time for us to take our first break here at ATV Motorsports. Just north of Omaha, about 4 miles on Highway 75, just into Washington County. When we return, it's all about ATVs. Stick around. The Great Outdoor Radio Show is coming right back.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
The turkeys are gobbling, the crows are cawing. I think they're both sweating a little bit. Can they sweat? I think they can. Greg Wagner back with you here on location with the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. You gotta love the oldies here. And, of course, the great country music on Fremont's Big Dog Country radio stations. Online, myboomerradio.com. Nick Burris back in the studio. Wes Stingley on site. The Irwin Bridgeford also here as well. The whole crew and nothing but the crew. And now we welcome the Great Outdoor Radio Show because we are live and in person again on location at ATV Motorsports, 4 miles north of Omaha. From 680 and Highway 75, and it was exactly 4 miles. Good job on that, Wes. And we're on the east side of the road, just into Washington County. Remember, County Road P-47. And now we welcome to the Great Outdoor Radio Show a sprint car racer like no other. The person who knows these machines more than, I think, the rest of the Stoops family, because she grew up here, is Kayla Stoops. Studio audience, right here in the lobby, the showroom of ATV Motorsports. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very good. I've been told that you intricately know every part of this landscape here at ATV Motorsports. You grew up here.
I did grow up here, but I wouldn't say I know everything, that's for
sure. I don't
sure.
know. So this has been in the Stoops family, owned and operated since 1995. They were over in Ponca Hills, you
yep.
folks are there, running off, if I pronounce this right, Tracy, Shangoska
yes.
Road, and then have been over here for I think approximately 18 years. Your mom Tracy saying yes.
About 19.
About
we
19,
moved in 2001.
On 19.
Yeah.
And neat location, beautiful showroom. If you hear the waterfall behind us, that's what you're hearing, is the
yep.
waterfall and the pool, and it's all about the great outdoors here at ATV Motorsports. Give us a little more history of the dealership. You are the major Polaris dealer here in the area.
Yeah, we're the largest ATV dealership in Nebraska and Iowa. We started in 1995, but they were selling used before that, so we've been in the business a lot longer than that. I'm only 26, so it's older than me.
You're a pup.
Exactly. We moved out here in 2001,
okay.
So it's fairly new still, but there's still a lot of people that don't know we're here, so we're just trying to make awareness that we're here. We still have some product, a little low.
You've
but
been busy, but there's still machines in the showroom.
Exactly, and we have mowers, so we sell trailers, mowers, and ATVs.
All right. What do you think sets your dealership apart from other ATV dealerships? Family-owned and operated is huge. Great service, tremendous service department. All the parts, carry the trailers. What else? What do you think? Is just the customer service, the
yeah,
family aspect of it.
I think
you get to know families and people, don't you?
Yeah, we've had repeat customers. Like when I was a baby, there's still farmers that come in and say, "I remember you when you were so little running around here and
mm-hmm.
everything." So yeah, we have repeat customers. It's great to get to know everyone on a one-on-one aspect. We try to remember everyone.
I think you do very well at that. I know that from other folks who've been up here and bought some nice Polaris rigs. The pandemic, you've been awfully busy up here, which is good.
Yeah, we were really slow in the beginning, but then towards the end of May, beginning of June, we got slammed with sales. It's just hard getting product in right now because of the pandemic.
Exactly, and I think that will probably pick up as we hopefully progress with this COVID-19 thing.
Yeah, well, Polaris is actually coming out with their new products on the 11th. So if you want to check back with us here next week, we might have some new 21s coming in. So I think they're just waiting to release the 21s until they reveal what's new next week.
A lot of folks have asked me to ask you folks this question. Can you explain the difference between an ATV and a UTV? And they hear side by side and they go, "Oh, side by side. Is that the UTV
Yep, the side-by-side is a UTV, so you can sit 2 to 3 people next to each other. Those also have crews, so you can actually fit up to 6 people in a UTV. They have the dump box. They're more utility-based, farming and, you know, hauling and everything. The ATVs are the smaller one-seat, kind of like a motorcycle, but with four wheels, so you straddle it, and that's the major difference between them.
Your mom, Tracy, and I were talking early on that we probably should cover some basic Nebraska laws concerning ATVs, and it's just really simple. In the city limits of certain communities like Fort Calhoun,
yep,
like Valley, Nebraska, you can ride them in the city limits.
Yep.
Got to have the bicycle flag on it.
A lot of places require the slow-moving triangle on the back, too.
I was going to ask that.
Yep.
And should wear a helmet. But on public roadways, it's a no-go.
Yeah, it's a no-go. They're not street legal in the state of Nebraska. We're trying to petition for it, but we haven't reached that yet. I know, like, South Dakota is fully street legal. You have to get a plate and register and everything up there. So you just have to be mindful of where you're going and your county or community's rules, what you have to do. So when you buy one, you want to ride it on the street. The best thing you can do is contact the higher, like DMV or mayors, and figure out what's
local law enforcement.
Yeah.
What kinds of questions are you getting here lately at ATV Motorsports, just north of Omaha, from customers? Are they coming in? They're looking around at the different models, whether they're pre-owned or whether they're new. What are they asking? What have they been asking you folks?
Well, the major ones are like if you can have the side-by-sides have crews. That's a big one because everyone wants to take their families out right now. So
yeah, they're all home.
Exactly. So that's been our biggest thing, is trying to find like crew rangers, because everyone, instead of taking vacations right now, they're all just hanging out with their families, driving around town or doing that kind of stuff.
You really have ATVs here for everyone, whether you're an acreage owner, like mm-hmm. around here, whether you're a farmer or a rancher, or in our crowd, it's hunters.
Yep.
And our hunting seasons are coming up.
A good one, I don't think we have any in stock right now, but we'd actually make a camo version, so that's really good for...
I see one right there, it's 2020,
That's a sportsman, yep, that's a hunting edition, so that one comes with the full racks and everything, so that one's a good one, and the camo is actually scratch resistant, so that's really nice.
That might be the best bang for the buck.
Yep.
Present here at ATV Motorsports.
Instead of just painted on plastic like the majority of ours, that one is a baked-on camo, so it stays a lot longer. Yep.
Do you have 2020?
We have a couple that came in. I don't think they've already sold, though, but they are starting to trickle in. Like I said, they're not doing the full reveal on 21s until the 11th, so we might even have some new models coming out. So, like I said, check back next week, and we might have new Razors or new Rangers, something new that hasn't been seen yet start coming in.
When people ask you about ATV Motorsports and your family ran business here, you grew up here, what do you tell them? How fun was it growing up in an ATV dealership?
It's a lot of toys, but there's also a lot of rules. Growing up, my parents were very strict on safety. Always wear your helmet. If you're in the Rangers, always wear your seatbelt. Just be cautious, be safe. So yeah, it was fun. We had our trips. We went on vacations, just four-wheeler riding and all that kind of stuff. But we also were very, very known about our environments and our safety. We'd always drive slow through the trails first before we went fast, in case there was any obstacles
kind of
that
recon
we could.
Them.
Exactly.
Do you think people push the envelope with these machines too much at times?
Sometimes. We've seen some really bad accidents. So you have to be very careful. You got to be safe. So like I said, you just got to be smart. If you know where you're at, great. But always, even if you ride that trail weekly, if you haven't been on it for 3 or 4 days, go slow before you really push yourself, because a tree could fall or anything. And if you come up on that and you're not expecting it, it could be hazardous.
Excellent points. How has technology influenced these machines? And also, let's point out that you carry Aaron's and Gravely mowers.
Yep.
Highline mowers that are really intriguing me, which is kind of a neat diversification of the business here. But how has technology influenced these machines around here?
Oh, that's come a long way. In the beginning, we just had ATVs, like I said, now we have the side-by-sides. But our sport utilities actually is the most changed. We have the Ranger Pros, the Razor Pros and stuff now, and their shocks adjust like 1,000 times per second. So it's amazing what the technology has come through the last few years.
Let's have some fun with the audience. What do you say? We're going to have a trivia question for some prizes. Kayla Stoops, representing the Stoops family here. ATV Motorsports, Great Outdoor Radio Show, on site. West Dingley there, Irwin Bridgeford there. Tracy Stoops is waving at all of you. You can't see us, but she is. We'll take some pictures afterwards and share them on social media. And the trivia question, I told you it was ATV related. You're not eligible, Wes, nor are you, Irwin. Stay off your phones. Tracy, shh, be quiet over there. Kayla Stoops, here we go. We're going to play for the current 58-page August-September issue of the award-winning Nebraska Land Magazine, NebraskaLandMagazine.com. We're going to also toss in a Nebraska travel guide and a Nebraska big game hunting booklet. Get you ready for the deer seasons coming up. Trivia question. The very first modern ATV was actually developed in 1961 in Toronto, Canada. It was an amphibious vehicle that could go in the land or water. It was called a Jigger, J-I-G-E-R. How many wheels were on this machine? How many wheels were on the very first modern ATV developed in 1961 in Toronto, Canada? No hints to begin with. Let's see if you can get it. Phone numbers to call with your best guesses. Kayla, be quiet because you know this. 402-553-1490. We have four sublines, actually. 402-553-1490 to the phones. Nick Burris goes. We'll see how you do back after this.
That's what's too easy.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Reel it in! Wes! You're the net man! Get the net! Oh, well, catch and release. There we go. Greg Wagner back with you here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Stoizis House of Sausage, and ATV Motorsports today. We are live and in person at ATV Motorsports. We've been visiting with Kayla Stoops. We want to talk with Tracy Stoops, but she's hiding in her office. You got to come out here, kiddo. And here's the website. Very good website. ATVMS.com. ATV Motorsports. ATVMS.com. They're on Facebook. Have a nice Facebook page. They have an 800 number. And Tracy Stoops, let's see if I get this right. 1-800-682-6471.
Yep.
I did that right. 1-800-682-6471. ATV Motorsports, we're just 4 miles north of Omaha on Highway 75, just into Washington County. It's a beautiful location. A little breeze out. It's a nice morning. We don't have any winners as of yet for Great Outdoor Trivia. Wes, monitor your phone for the winner, and we'll see what happens with that. If we need to give some hints, we will. Tracy Stoops, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
You are a wealth of information. So is your daughter, your family. And you've been in this business a long time. Polaris dealer, Your track record really speaks for itself. You pride yourselves on tremendous customer service, don't you?
We
You're personable people.
We try our best.
You do very, very well. And coming up here, I heard from some of your neighbors, and they said, nicest people you'll ever meet. Absolutely. What do you want to get across about the current state of ATVs, UTVs, your dealership, how things are going? I'm looking right at 2020s. Pretty good deals on them there. I asked you when we were talking before the interview, people want to know, is there wiggle room? Is there barter room on buying ATVs? And it's different from trying to buy an F-150 pickup.
Right. We kind of try to price them where it's reasonable, where we can still make a little bit of a profit, but yet we hope the customer feels they're getting a pretty good deal. There's rebates and stuff off of them that we reflect in our prices. You know, and there's plenty of accessories that we can put on them. You can put plows and winches for in the winter for plowing. On our UTVs, our Rangers, you can put full cabs on them, heaters. They're awesome to go out hunting or just whatever, especially in the winter with the cab. We've kind of put anything on.
Tailored to the customer. There you go.
It depends on all what you want.
All right. And the Sheffield Financing Group, they have a very good reputation, by the way,
yes.
From people I know. And you are part of the Sheffield Group when it comes to financing, aren't you?
Yes,
we need
we
to
are.
Point that out.
Yes, we are. We work with Sheffield on financing. Right now, we got some awesome specials on financing. We've got the 3.99 for 36 months, or 6.99 for 60, or there's variable financing options that you can get.
All right, we have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one.
Awesome.
If folks are just joining us, the question that we threw out, the very first modern ATV was developed in 1961 in Toronto, Canada. It was called a Jigger, J-I-G-E-R. And I said it was an amphibious vehicle that goes in land or water. How many wheels were on this machine? Kayla knew. Look at her. You don't win the prize, Kayla. Sorry. No, you're too knowledgeable. And the answer, it was Steve Perkins of Fremont, Nebraska. Hey, Steve. Good morning to Steve Perkins of Fremont, Nebraska. Our listenership spans the area. Six wheels. That first modern ATV, 1961 in Canada, had six wheels. And I remember the old Odysseys. I go back that far from the 60s, but... six wheels, 5.5 horsepower, 200 pounds, six wheels. It didn't go too fast, I don't think.
If I remember right, it had
shifter levers. It did not have a steering wheel.
No, it did not have a steering wheel.
Yeah, I remember seeing one, yeah. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. Good job, Steve Perkins of Fremont. Six wheels. And the other trivia question coming up, and I ask you that, but we've got to be quiet about it. It will pertain to a destination for riding your ATVs in Nebraska. That's all I can say about that right now. So, all right, Tracy, I'm a big-time deer hunter. I want to buy a new ATV, but I need to think beyond the ATV when I'm coming in here as a deer hunter. I need to think Aluma trailer. I need to think trailer.
Yep.
And I probably need to think a lot of other things. When you're selling an ATV, I'm sure you're stressing to the customer that you need to kind of go beyond the ATV, especially with the trailer. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're quizzing your customers saying, are you a hunter? Are you a farmer, a rancher, an acreage owner? Are you fixing fence? Are you messing with irrigation pivots? What have you? But you got to think a little beyond with your money. You got to think a little beyond the ATV itself, don't you?
Yes, you do. You want to figure out what you're going to be doing with it other than just using it for hunting. You got to figure, like you said, if you're going to be running fences, if you're going to be doing snow plowing, snow removal. Some people have a property on your lakes and stuff.
Sure.
Where they have to drag a beach.
Beach, that's a good point.
You got to figure out exactly what you're going to be doing that. And that kind of helps us get you into the machine that you're going to be happy with and comfortable with, that's going to fit your needs. So, you know, the more information you give us when you come in, it makes it better. That way we can lead you towards, like, the camouflaged one for the hunting aspect. And, you know, you can put it, you know, plow and winch on it. They make gun scabbards and hunting accessories that you can mount on them. You know, it just kind of depends on what you want. If you want hand warmers, thumb warmer.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, you can put hand warmers and thumb warmer on it. They also have receiver hitches, so you can put a hitch on it for towing or pulling. So there's...
Sky's the limit, almost.
Sky's the limit, and how much horsepower you want.
Mentioning sky's the limit, the rig in the corner of the dealership here, it would be in that northwest corner. Here at ATV Motorsports, we're just north of Omaha, 4 miles on Highway 75 from 680. That rig intrigues me. Explain that fancy rig to everybody right there.
That is the North Star Crew Ultimate. It comes fully equipped with heat, air, full cab, electric windows on the doors, stereo system, our ride command system, which has navigation and everything in it, a winch. It comes with the nicer rims and tire package. So it's a really awesome machine. It's like riding your pickup.
Irwin Bridgeford, that I want to be the official Boomer Big Dog Great Outdoor Radio Show vehicle. We'll haul it around, don't worry. It's not street legal, but we're going to need it. Deer season's coming up. Got to call Pat Combs on that one. Come on, Pat. But that
and
is,
we'll make you a heck of a deal.
We're wheeling and dealing right now. Great Outdoor Radio Show with me, Greg Wagner, visiting with Tracy Stoops, the Stoops family. Family owned and operated ATV Motorsports. Now, I think I saw your husband set up a table. Yeah, he's got it set up right there.
Yep.
So what do you got going on today here?
Here, hopefully pretty soon, we'll have Sloppy Joe's and chips set up, and we've got some drinks. And
come on in.
One back of one of the Rangers we got set up with drinks and ice.
I love that. ATV Motorsports, just into Washington County, scenic little valley we're in. County Road P-47 is key road to remember. About 4 miles north of Omaha, once again on Highway 75 from 680. You can't miss it. You can't miss it at all. It's like, woo, there it is.
Come down the hill.
Just to the east, down the hill.
East side, yep.
Just that simple. In your estimation, tough question, what's the biggest mistake repeatedly made, do you think, by ATV owners that causes you or the service department to go, oh, gosh darn, not again, not again? Is it lack of maintenance?
Yes, a lot of people don't change their oils and the fluids and stuff regularly, and it end up causing problems. It's just like your car or anything else. They need oil changes. They might be an outdoor off-road vehicle, but they require maintenance the same as you would your car.
I have to ask this. Obviously, the Polaris dealer here in this neck of the woods, you do service work. You have an extensive service department that has a wonderful reputation. Do you work on any other ATVs besides Polaris here, or will you?
Yeah, we will work on most major brands.
Okay. Trying to stick to Polaris, but you'll work on others?
Yeah, we work on...
For folks in the area?
We work on your major brands. The knockoff brands, not so much.
Sure.
I hate to be that way, but it's just too hard to try to
get what
cars.
You pay for. You want a name brand, you get a name brand, and you get quality.
Exactly.
And you buy something you haven't heard of, then you get junk and problems.
Right.
That's how it is in the outdoors.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say that, but...
That's true.
It is true. And, you know, when I got a tech chasing down parts and spending all that time, you know, people get upset because they don't want to pay that kind of price.
Yeah. Talk about your parts department, full line. Mm-hmm. And you better give a shout out to your hubby. He's right there. He's smiling. That's there he goes. He's working.
He's been working. He's always on the go.
He's on the go. I love it.
He's always on
Family
the
owned
go.
And operated ATV Motorsports here. You got to love it. here on Boomer and Big Dog, Great Outdoor Radio Show. But you have a full line of ATV parts.
Yes.
For folks.
We try to keep a lot of stuff in inventory. Most of your major stuff that you need, you know, oils, belts, batteries, you know, stuff like that.
With accessories for hunters, those of us that like to deer hunt, the two W's, winches and wagons, mm-hmm. are in my wheelhouse and a lot of the wheelhouses of our deer hunters here in Nebraska and throughout the Midwest. What else would I add to wheels? Obviously, winches.
Winches.
Wagons. I need to haul it out, pull it out.
Depends on what you want. You want something to carry your...
I'm on an ATV, by the way, not one of the UTVs.
I'd say one of the gun scabbards, the place to put your gun.
Oh, yes.
So you don't try to
clamps.
Carry it.
Yep.
Yep. There's a few different holders and,
okay.
and mounts for that.
That's pretty good.
You probably want a storage box to put your gear in. Hold your ammo and
sure.
stuff.
Backpacks, yep.
Yep, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
Again, the sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit. It just depends on what
yeah.
your requirements are.
Exactly. What else do you want to get across about your very nice dealership? This is a large showroom, by the way, here on ATV Motorsports on the lot here. What else do you want to get across to the customers listening? Come up for Sloppy Joe's, obviously, and kick the tires and sit on
just
or in some of these
on. We've
rigs.
We've actually even got a few of the little youth machines. Not too many, but we've got a couple in stock for the little guys. Get them started and learning young, and that way it's more than just your hunting or farming or anything. It can be fun for the whole family.
And I think that's a key, don't you? You need to really sit down, whether it's on your computer, type it out or pin it down on a piece of paper. What are going to be all the uses that you could potentially utilize for that ATV or UTV?
Right.
I mean, whether it's recreation on my end of things.
Or work.
Or it's chores for the farm, ranch, or the acreage, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Blading snow. We talked about dragging the beach for our mm-hmm. sandpit lake owners who are listening here in the area, especially in the Fremont area. So if you start jotting those things down, you're going to be amazed, aren't you?
Yes.
On how many different aspects
that you're
of
going to
the
be
ATV
using
world
it.
That you're going to be able to utilize that craft.
Through the years, we've had customers come in and say, oh, the wife thinks I should get one, or, you know, vice versa. Usually it's the husband wanting one. The wife says, I'll never get on it.
She's probably on it more eventually.
And they end up coming in a month or two later, and the husband says, I need to buy another one because
I love it. Upgrade.
I never get to use it. So
nice.
We do see that happen quite often.
All right. Let's take another time out. Here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, we got to stir the Sloppy Joes. We'll see if we can get Kayla Stoops back on the air. You can run, but you can't hide. And she's going to relay more information about what you need to know concerning ATVs, UTVs. Thank you, Tracy Stoops. Appreciate it very much. Again, another timeout, but don't go anywhere. Stick around on the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for tuning us in to the Great Outdoor Radio Show, brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Stoyser Childs from Sausage in Omaha. ETV Motorsports, slightly into Washington County here. 4 miles north of Omaha on Highway 75. 4 miles north of 680. ATVs, UTVs, and mowers. Going to talk a little bit about these mowers to mow food plots. And for those of you interested in taking a look at the dealership of ATV Motorsports, family-owned and operated by the Stoops family, ATVMS.com. That's the website, ATVMS.com. They're on Facebook, ATV Motorsports, by phone, 1-800-682-6471. 1-800-682-6471. They'll entertain any questions you have about ATVs, UTVs, pricing, and then some. And we're visiting now. Back in the chair is Kayla Stoops, Stoops family, running this business here. And we should talk a little bit about the mowers to mow food plots this time of year. You've got Gravely mowers and Aaron's mowers, two top names in the business, zero-turn mowers.
Yep.
And I'm thinking some pretty good deals now as we're in late summer, entering fall, on these mowers.
Yeah, we do have some really good deals if you come in. We have all different size of mowers, too. We have 50s, 60s. We even have up to 72-inch mowers, so those with
commercial grade.
Yep. The Aaron's brand is more towards, like, homeowners and everything. The Gravely is more the commercial brand. They've been around for over 100 years, so they're a well-known company.
Do you think most folks understand that when you talk about ATVs or UTVs, their use is calculated by hours?
Yes.
It's hours. It's people.
We have actually,
not miles, it's hours.
Well, they have hours and miles now.
Oh, they do?
The older ones only go off of hours, but
yes,
the newer ones, yeah, they do
have
miles.
One. Okay.
Yep.
As far as the time to buy a machine, you're welcome to come into the dealership here. You can sit on them. You can sit in them. And you've been known to start some up out in the parking lot out
yep.
here, haven't you? And kind of tool around a little bit, huh?
Yep. We don't like the whole lot because of liability issues. But
yeah,
we can definitely let you look at it, see it, know what you're getting mm-hmm. into before you really buy it.
So you're not going to license these. You can't license these. They're not legal on road. You got to title it.
Yes. Everything 2004 has to have a title.
Got to title it. And then you got a built-in... basically cost for liability insurance.
Yes.
Just that simple.
Yep.
What else am I missing on that particular end of things?
Well, after you buy it, they actually have insurance on them now. So you can purchase your own insurance on in case it ever gets stolen or if it really gets wrecked out. Insurance companies do cover ATVs and UTVs now.
Are any of these keyless?
No. They all
have
keys.
They all still have keys. I've been told... That's some of the new frontier of ATVs and UTVs, is to go keyless somehow.
I don't know how that would work.
I don't know either.
Going down the
I had to ask that
trail, lose your key, that might
yep,
be terrible.
Designers and manufacturers are looking at that.
Yeah. Well, it's really popular in the car industry, so I
oh,
can
yeah.
see.
So it's probably you know,
coming.
A matter of time. When you have witnessed folks coming in here to buy an exciting ATV, buying... A new UTV for hunting, recreation, use on the farm ranch acreage. What do those people ask? What are they bugging you about? And what do you think they should be asking when they come to buy these vehicles?
It depends on the person, honestly.
Okay.
The questions are always different. Major questions are horsepower. You know, you get the big dog guy that wants the biggest, baddest machine we have.
Got it.
No, or we get the old farmer that just wants something to tool around on the farm. So the questions we get are really based on what the use the person needs. But, yeah, we get those people that just want the biggest thing, too. So... We have the biggest thing, like that one in the corner that has everything on it.
It's awesome.
Power windows.
The Boomer Big Dog radio vehicle.
Yeah, heat, air. That's a crew, too, so that one, the whole family can go enjoy on that one. So.
Yeah, I hate to ask, but do we know what that rig runs?
It is right at 30,000. It's 29,999.
Yeah, but it'll last you for, you got to calculate years and years.
Oh, yes.
Years.
We actually have some customers, if you maintain it well, you know, your regular oil changes, services, everything, we've had people have over 40 to 50,000 miles on their ATVs.
Seriously?
Yes.
And Polaris ATVs.
Yep, that's the Polaris, our Ranger. There's a guy that lives not too far from me in Kennard that has over 40,000 on his.
Super duper. And there are some small youth models I see.
Yeah, we do have.
Talk about those.
We have a few youth models. The 170 Razor is for 10 and over, and that's a side-by-side version for kids. It comes with a flag and helmets. They all come with flag and helmets.
Nice.
The smaller ones,
yeah,
the 110,
really cool.
Little Sportsman is 10 and over, and then the 70 is 6 and over. So
that's kind of my speed, really. I'm too big for them.
We do have kids' machines in stock right now. They've been going pretty fast, so if you're looking for a kids' machine, now's the time to buy them. We have 3 in stock.
Oh, you heard it right here. Great Outdoor Radio Show, Boomer and Big Dog. Great Outdoor Radio Show is live. We are here at ATV Motorsports, just north of Omaha, 4 miles off Highway 75. Think of County Road P47. Use it on your phones. We're just on the east side of the road down at the base of the valley. You can't miss it. Bright dealership.
Dad actually came up to me a little bit ago and said, if you're listening to the radio right now, if you come in and say I said this, we are taking $100 off any machine except kids' machines. They're not, that's value is not good on kids' machines, but all the Sportsmen's and Rangers, $100 off if you mention I said this right now.
$100 off. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Mr. Stoops. That's fantastic. So you got to mention the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog, and that will apply. That's fantastic. I really appreciate that.
Yep.
So who knows? Mr. Wagner might be getting out his debit card. Don't laugh, Wes. I'm bunking with you after
hey,
Mrs. Wagner.
That camel one's calling your name.
Oh, I'm looking right at it. It's right in front of me here in the showroom. ATV Motorsports. That simple. So, all right. It is time now to do Great Outdoor Trivia, round number 2. And you'll know this too, Kayla Stoops. Great Outdoor Radio Show. We're going to play for another August-September issue of the popular Nebraskaland magazine. Then we're going to throw in a travel guide for your late summer adventures in the Nebraska Big Game Hunting Informational Guide booklet. You need to have that. Popular destination for ATV riders in Nebraska lies in the south central part of the state. The destination, it has 9 miles of off-road trails. It goes through prairie, it's hilly terrain, and then down in the valleys through woods. Can you name this destination for me? It's a little over 3.5 hours from here. It might be the state's, or among the state's larger reservoirs. Ooh, that's all I can say about that. First caller that gets it right wins the prize pack. We'll send it to you. Phone number to call. Be quiet, Kayla. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Back after these messages.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
That's a cowbell call on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, final segment on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Stations. myboomerradio.com. You will hear a podcast of this show, courtesy of Nick Burris back in studio, just after 10. myboomerradio.com, myboomerradio.com. And then we want you to stay on Boomer, because Wes Stingley is going to be doing some different drop-type broadcasts, as we call them in the industry, amid some great oldies music till 11, right? So don't go anywhere, Boomer listeners. And if you can't quite get those Boomer stations, we have a lot of them. You can go to myboomerradio.com, listen online. Erwin Bridgeford is with us here as well. Showcase your products on this great outdoor radio show. 422-1600. Call Erwin. He's an outdoorsman. He makes his own fishing lures. They're fantastic. Don't look at me. I can't saw. I can cast a line. No, the lures he makes. Erwin's going to be a guest down the line here. We told you that before, but we still are going to have him on. Now, 1 week from today, on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, it's going to be reminiscing. Ross Jernstrom, WWT, longtime award-winning sports reporter, is going to come to the airwaves. You're going to hear about the craziest outdoor epics between he and I. Tips over in kayaks, Kayla, snags and fishing, fun, crazy outdoor stories. And yeah, we'll ping Ross a little bit and say what's going to happen with this Cornhusker football season. If anyone would know, he would know. Ross Jernstrom of Omaha, longtime award-winning sports reporter, coming to the airwaves 1 week from today. We are tidying things up here at ATV Motorsports, just north of Omaha, into Washington County a little bit. Kayla Stoops, the Stoops family here. And do we have a winner yet? No winner yet. So we're going to talk about this a little. Popular destination for ATV riders in Nebraska lies in south central Nebraska. And this destination has miles of trails. It would be the state's third largest reservoir. It's owned by the Corps of Engineers. Good deer hunting destination. Sits near the towns of Alma and Republican City. Ooh. Call to win the prize pack. Current issue of Nebraska Land, 402-553-1490. Big Game Guide, Nebraska Travel Guide, 553-1490. And we just got a winner. All right, congratulations go out to Dave Powers. Dave Powers of Fremont, Nebraska. Dave Powers of Fremont wins, and Harlan County Reservoir is the answer. Good job, Dave. Harlan County Reservoir. Kayla Stoops, couple minutes left. You might mention some of the other destinations for ATVers.
There are a few within driving range. There's not a whole lot around Nebraska, but there is a few. There's Halsey, which is one. Lake McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple hours from Omaha.
Okay.
Fort Dodge is about 2 hours, I believe, from Omaha, mm-hmm. and they have a decent riding area, too. That's in Iowa. You do have to, if you're riding in Iowa, you do have to get permits.
Okay.
So you got to, I think Walmart even has them, so you just go in and give them your VIN number and stuff, and they should be able to get you a park permit for your ORV.
Oklahoma has a big one.
Yeah, Oklahoma has a few. There's Little Sahara, which if you like sand and dunes and stuff, that one's a good one. And then there's Disney, Oklahoma, which has a little bit of everything. They got a little bit of water, rock climbing, and that one's a real fun one, too. So there's, within driving range, there are a few around here. There's Tuttle Creek in Kansas, so there are places to ride.
Within a day's drive to go to.
Exactly. Or a weekend if you want to take the family and stuff.
So. What's your favorite ATV or UTV here, beside the big one in the corner?
My favorite is actually the General. It's the mix between the Ranger and the Razor. So you get to play with the utility. It's got the suspension of the Razor, so you get to play, rides nice, and then it also has the dump box. So you can still play around with on the weekends, but if you want to haul with it, you can.
Haul my deer out with it.
Exactly.
Do we have any of those here?
We don't have a new one, but we do have a used one outside.
Mm. So. Yeah, let us not forget about the pre-owned vehicles.
Yep.
as far as the ATVs here, as well as the new on the Polaris end of things.
And don't forget, if you come in today, mention that you heard us say it, and we'll knock $100 off any Ranger or ATV.
And Sloppy Joe's chips and maybe a few drinks going on
yep.
here. ATV Motorsports, I'll hang out for a little bit here. ATV Motorsports just north of Omaha on Highway 75. That's where we are. We'll be here for a while. You can meet Wes Stingley. He's going to be here. ATVMS.com.
Or check out our Facebook pages.
Great Facebook page, ATV Motorsports. Thank you all for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Appreciate the Stoops family and all of you for listening. Thanks, Irwin, Wes, Nick, back in studio. 1 week from today, Ross Jernstrom, right here on Boomer and Big Dog. See you then. I'm Greg Bob.